We're on the bottom of Kufiyot Tesamar Aleph. It's an anhosim. Malkim shenagul lichbol yichbol lifshot yifshot levorich achrom yivorich yivorich hakol kaminik hamedina. Bam. Yilichbol esahalel. So wherever the minig is to say psukim twice, like we have by Odecha and by Ono Hashem and so on, then you do that. And where the minig is to say it pashut without repeating it, you do it like that. Where the minig is to say a bracha after Hallel, so you say a bracha afterwards, and everything is, there's all different minhagim. And this bracha afterwards, by Leil Pesach, we already learned, could be not the bracha on Hallel. Because according to many shittas, you don't make a bracha before Hallel, Leil Seder, either because it's not Kriya Sahalel, it's Shira, or because it's split up. Still, you make this bracha in the end, because it's not a bracha achrona on Hallel, it's a Birchas Hashir. So wherever they have the minig to make that Birchas Hashir, they make it, and if not, not. Omer Abaye, lo shonu ela la'achrov, aval afonu mitzvah levorich. That's only after Hallel. In other words, normal Hallel. There's a shaila minig whether you make a bracha after Hallel or not. But before Hallel, where you do make a bracha on Hallel, then according to those who say that Leil Pesach you make a bracha, it's talking about Leil Pesach. And according to those who hold you don't make a bracha Leil Pesach, it's talking about Hallel Stam, when you read Hallel. There's a mitzvah to mevorech. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel called HaMitzvah mevorech aleihem over lasiyosim. All mitzvahs you make a bracha before you do them. My mashma the high over lishnadak dumehu. How do you know that over means before? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak the Sii vayoretz achimatz derech hakikor vayavor esakushi. He overtook him. He went ahead of him. Abaye Amar mehacha v'hu ovar lifneim. He went before them. So the word avar in Lashon of Tanakh means to go before. The Shagasari says, we find though in Chazal that the word over can mean after. So he says it intimates the following, that v'lechatchila you have to make the bracha before. But if you didn't, there are times when you can still make the bracha after. That's why they use the word over and not kodim. Others say over means immediately before. Kodim could mean even before, but not immediately. So therefore they use the Lashon over to tell me it has to be immediately. Another pasuk that says over means before. Okay, so the Rashbam. Nothing, okay. Tanya. Rebbe Kofil Bodvorim. Rebbe used to repeat whole psukim in the Hallel. Rebbe Lazar ben Pratim Mosif Bodvorim. He was Mosif to what Rebbe was Kofil. Now there's more things that were repeated. My Mosif. He started saying double the psukim from Odcha and on. Dorish Rav Avira, Zimnim Omer Mishmei Derav, Zimnim Omer Mishmei Derav Asi or Ravashi. Maidach Si, Vayigdal Hayelet, Vayigdal Mal. I know we went to some Agarat, so the Kofel is a minig. Some say the reason we're Kofel it is because different people said it, like we said yesterday, who said each of these psukim. David, Shmuel, the brothers. So since different people said it, we repeat them each one. And says like this: Kofel Bodvarim Rashbam Maat Haya Kofel. He only repeated a few psukim. Mi Baruch Haba Lamata, from Baruch Haba till the end of Hallel. Me Od Cholamata. And Rabbi Lezer ben Prata used to add more to repeat. From Odcha and on. The linear mission covered Yishayu Shmuel the David the Echov Shamru me Odcha lemata kedamor and leel. The reason Kofin also. The reason we say it twice is I've covered for the all the people who said it. The Yeshua Shonos Acheres v'lo Nihira. Okay. So now the Gemara goes to Nagadita. What does it say? Vayigdal hayeled vayigamal osir haKodesh Baruch Hu laso suda letzadikim biyom shiigamel chazdol lezaro shel Yitzchak. The Rabbanu is going to make a tremendous suda on the day when he completes the chesed to the zera of Yitzchak and his goel them from the Golios. When the gemila, right, gomel chesed means to pay, but it also means to complete, like weaning is gemila. Right, it's when the Rabbanu will finally complete his chesed to Zarosh and Yitzchak. The Mashal says, why did they darshan this on the future? It's a pasuk of the pasuk that the Yavro made a suda when Yitzchak was weaned, or the Yom Shi Gomel. Some say on the bris, he Gomel is hay, Gimel is ches, Mal. On the eighth day he was mal, so he got male. So they say that there's extra words here. It could have said vayigdal, vayigomel, vayas Avram mishtegadol biyom. What's it called? Also yom. Not be again biyom he gomel es Yitzchak. Both of those things are what's it called? Are extra. So the fact that it's extra tells me it's not only for then. There's a drasha for the future. So the Bronson is going to make this tremendous suda when he takes Klal Yisrael out of Golus. La'achar she'ochlin the shol sin, and what reason zaro shel Yitzchak? Because the midas hadin. That's Yitzchak. So when the Rabban Shem will finish the Midas Adin of all the Golios and take Klal Yisrael out of Golos, he'll make this tremendous Suda. L'achar she'ochlim v'shalshnim nosim lo le'Avram Avinu kol shel bracha levarich. So when they finish the meal, so the Rabban Shem is going to honor Avram Avinu to bench. V'omer lohen eini mevarich. I can't be the one to bench. She'yotzim meni Yishmael. Yishmael came from me. So I can't bench. The Maral says the idea is that since this whole thing is for the idea of getting out of Golus, so Avram said, I can't, and one of the Golios came from me, Yishmael. Omer lo Yitzchok tulu borech. So the Rav says, okay, Yitzchok, you bench. Omer lo hein eni mevorech, shiotzi menu Esav. I also was responsible for one of these Golios. Omer lo the Yaakov tulu borech. Says to Yaakov, Omer lo hein eni mevorech, shenasasi shtei achoyus. And I married two sisters, and because of that, the Mamleches Yisrael split up. So I was also responsible for part of the Inyan of Golus and the period of Klal Yisrael. Shasid Torah la'osan alai. And even though for Yaakov himself they weren't osir, either because they were converts, or because by a goy, sisters from different mothers, right, are not osir, even though they have the same father. By father by a goy doesn't count. Again because he was Megayer them, but still, since the Torah was in the future going to answer it, it was what's it called, it wasn't a nice thing. Omer lo la Moshe tulabar. So the Rosh Hashanah says, Moshe, okay, you bench. Omer lohem eni mevar shel zachisi likonis l'eretz Yisrael lo b'chayev lo mamosi. The whole thing over here is kibbutz Golios, going back to Eretz Yisrael. I never went to Eretz Yisrael, not when I was alive, not even after I was dead, like Yosef went into Eretz Yisrael after he was dead. I never had a son, so there's no hemshech for me. The whole Indian of kibbutz Golios or whatever is a hemshech. I didn't have a son who may have built the Beis Hamikdash. I came into Eretz Israel, but I didn't have that shiyum. Tichsiv Yoshua bin Nun, Nun bino, Yoshua bino, right? Yoshua bin Nun. It says the son of what's it called? Nun's father was Nun. And then Yeshua was a son of him in Divrei Hayom. And after it ends by that, doesn't mention any other children. By so Yeshua had no children. So Amar lo David tul breich. Amar lehen ani avarech. V'li noel avarech. And Amar kos Yeshua says, so v'shem Hashem ekla. David HaMelech represents Moshiach, and he represents the whole concept of Geula, and therefore he's the one who's going to bench by this Suda. The others say, remember, I think the Marsha says that by benching, you have to say different things. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, Bris. So Avraham and Yitzchak said, we can't say really Bris, because we had two children that didn't have a Bris, Esav and Yishmael. And the Yaakov's going to say, I can't say Torah, because I did something that the Torah later is going to answer. And Moshe said, I can't say Eretz Yisrael, because I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshua said, I didn't have a son who could have built maybe the Beis HaMikdash had I had a son, so I can't say Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And finally, David says, I can say all of them. So he's the one who's going to bench. Okay. Lo b'mosi, shenikbar mul Beis Pa'or. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried opposite Beis Pa'or. The lo zoch v'atzmos of likonis ba'aretz, katzmos Yosef, shenikbru ba'aretz. Even his bones weren't brought in and buried in Eretz Yisrael. Kedichsiv yasatzmos Yosef kovru b'shchem. V'haynu dichsiv ki anochi meis ba'aretz hazos b'chutz la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, I'm dying in this land where Moshe died and was buried was chutz la'aretz. And then he over his hayardin, I feel la'achramis, and I'm not going over the yardin. Obviously, he's dying, he's not going over the yardin. Means even my bones won't be carried over the yardin. Lo yavru atzmos v'yase yardin. Nun b'no Yoshua, b'no mishpachas Ephraim, choshe b'divrei ayomim ad Yoshua. When it gives the lineage of b'nei Ephraim, so it goes up till Yoshua. B'lo mashkach kro b'ro Yoshua. We don't find any place where it says any children to Yoshua. Okay. Ein maftir nach rapesach afikomen. You don't add after Korban Pesach and Afikomen. See, the Gemara is going to ask what it is. Maftirin Loshen Hanifter Mechadero. You don't, person who bids farewell to his friend, he takes leave of him. Kolomer Kishniftar Min Asudim, you take leave of the Suda Leil Pesach, Ein Meshaimin Osob Afikomen. You don't finish it with an Afikomen. With Igmar Mefarish. What that means? My Afikomen. Omarav Shlo Yakru Mechabura Lechabura. Afikomen means afiku mikan, right? Means let's get out of here. You don't eat the Korban Pesach in two different places. Even after you finish the Korban Pesach, you don't go to eat in another place for fear that you may eat the Korban Pesach in two places, which is awesome. See the Rashban. Omar Av Shlo Yakru Mechabura Lechabura. Acher Sheachlu Pesach Bechabura. After you ate the Korban Pesach in your group. Lo yelchu bechabura acheres leechol lo pas lo shum davar. You can't go and eat in another group anything. Surely not Korban Pesach, that's osur. But the Rabbanan said you're not going to be able to eat anything in another group because gzeira dil maasi lemechlas apesah b'shnei mekamos. If you know you're going to go eat dessert with some other group, you may make a mistake and eat Korban Pesach in the other group. Va'anan tnan snamer krib Yehuda b'ketzut solin de Pesach nechol b'shtei chaburos ve'ino ochel ochel b'pesach b'shnei mekamos. You can split the Korban Pesach into two groups, but one person can't eat in two different places. V'hach milsa derav okmi hosim b'shas achila. Avala achar achila yochel yakar lomer hal b'chabur acheres. V'lo kopid ele lechol b'veish mekamos. Once you finish the Korban Pesach, you could go and say halal with a different group, but you can't eat anything in a different group. Because if you eat in the other group, we're afraid that you'll forget, and you will in the beginning eat Korban Pesach in the other group too. Rav holds though, however, if you want to eat in the place where you are after Korban Pesach, you could eat. There's no prohibition of eating after Korban Pesach. The prohibition is eating somewhere else after Korban Pesach. And Shmuel argues on that. We'll get to it in a second. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri called over Osir Lechol Afilu Bechabur Rishona. And they hold you can't eat anything after Korban Pesach, even if you stay in the same place where you ate the Korban Pesach. The Lechol Afushe Shlo Yakru Mechabur Lechabura Del Acher Sheachlu Tzas Min Pesach Lo Yochli Mena Bechabur Acheres. Can't say it means that once you ate a little bit of Korban Pesach in this group, you can finish it off somewhere else. To hasasam lantana beketzut solin, shashamish omeid limso, kofetzis pivat shemagia isu chaburaso. Utreis tam elama. Now you need another stam to tell me that you can't eat the Korban Pesach somewhere else. I already have a stam that the shamish who ate in one place has to close his mouth and hold it shut so he shouldn't come to eat the Korban Pesach outside of his group. So it's a stam mishnah that you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach in two places. I don't need another mishnah here to tell me the same thing. The Rav Hachi Mashmalei Afikomen Afiku Minaychu Hotso Kleicha Mikan the Neilach Benochem Makom Acher. Afikomen means let's take our kalim away from here and go eat somewhere else. Okay, so that's what Rav says. Ushmuel Amar Kigon or Delai Leave the Gozlai Li Abba. Right, it's a dessert. You can't eat anything for a dessert after Korban Pesach, like or delay, is what's it called? She says a kemoyin pitrius. Yeah, the Rav, the Shmuel havi rogel lechol bekinos suda kemoyin pitrius. He used to eat truffles for dessert. Mushrooms. The Rav, whose name was Abba, rogel lechol achar sudaso gozlos. He used to eat pigeons for dessert. The lashon afikomen hotziu veivio mini mesika afiku man. Bring sweet dessert. That's what afikomen means. The also Shmuel Meimer, the lomi boyish lo yakar michaburos lechabur acheres. Surely you're not allowed to what's it called eat the Korban Pesach in another place, el afilu or eat anything else in a different place. But you can't even eat in your own place. El afilu bechaburos also lechol klum achar pesach shlo yovin minu tam pesach. They have a different reason. The reason is not because we're afraid you'll eat the Korban Pesach in two places. That's why you can't eat something in a different place. But they hold you can't even eat in the place where you are, because you have to keep the tam of Pesach in your mouth and not eat something that'll take away the tam. Since Korban Pesach has to be eaten when you're full, right, at the end, and just like all other korbanos, so therefore you don't want to be able to eat after in order to break that up, and that you won't be eating the Korban Pesach halasova. you'll wait to eat and fill yourself up on dessert. So therefore you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, so you'll make sure to eat everything you have to eat before the Korban Pesach. Abba kach shmo shel Rav. Abba, it was Rav's name. Ela b'kovet korno shel Rav b'bavel. They called him Rav Stam in Bavel as Kovet. Just like Rashi says, Achinami shekorin l'Rabbi Yehuda Anosi b'Eretz Yisrael, Rabbeinu. Just like they called Rebbe, Stam, Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi in Eretz Yisrael. The chayim machuyach b'shrit haschulin, that's what Gemara says in Chulin, the amrin man reish sidra b'bavel abarika. Who was the head of the chachomim, in the head of the yeshiva in Bavel, was Abba Arika. Right? That was his name, Abba. V'rav Mayri, Shehayarav Oruch Bedoro. He was the, what's it called, some say Oruch, means Oruch ben Eloser. He was the king in his time. Oruch, he was literally the tallest spiritually in his generation. Can I read myself as neither? Rabbi Yochanan, Kishmuel Svirulei. Shehayarogel Be'elu Bikinoch Suda. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel hold the same thing. Just they're giving different things, what they usually ate for dessert. Ein maftir nacharam alvinyat. Okay, so we have two reasons not to eat something after Korban Pesach. One only applies if you eat it in a different place, and the other one applies even if you eat it in the same place. Rav Chanina bar Shila, Rav Yochanan, kegon tamarim kloyus, their goals, and they used to eat dates and parched wheat and nuts for dessert. Tanya Kavashin Rabbi Yochanan in Matirin Achra Pesach Gon Tmorim Kloyus Vegozin. That's what you can't eat after Korban Pesach, a dessert, which is nuts and things like that. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel in Matirin Achra Matzah Afikomen. There's man hazeh when there's no Korban Pesach, so you can't eat an Afikomen after the matzah. You can't eat, that's what we call the matzah, the last matzah, the Afikomen, because there's no Afikomen after that. That is dessert. Some say afikomen b'chlal is a Greek word that they just made use of here for what's it called. Afikomen means like a dessert, or it means nothing. Ein ochel afikomen, you eat nothing after the Korban Pesach. Tnan ein matzir nachar Pesach afikomen, achar Pesach hudlo, aval achar matzah matzirin. Matzah from our Mishnah, it's only achar Pesach not, but matzah taka you could eat after the matzah. Moshe says, "Lomi boy komer, lomi boy acher matzah de lo nafish tamayu." Right after matzah, where you want to keep the tam of matzah in your mouth, so anything you'll eat will take away the tam of matzah. It doesn't have too much tam. Aval acher pesach de nafish tamay velo matzi avure leslan ba. And I might think that Korban Pesach though has a lot of taste, may meat. So by eating something else, you're not going to take away the taste. So you could eat after Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells me, not only can't you eat after matzah, that's understood. Surely you can't eat even eat after Korban Pesach. Name is Mesayeole. Okay, we'll save this for tomorrow. This is the Rashbam. Eim aftir nach la matzah fikomen. Shetzorich lecho matzah bigmar sudasa. Zeichel matzah necheles ma pesach bekricha. We eat matzah at the end of the meal. Zeichel le Korban Pesach. That's what we call the afikomen. The zuhi matzah habitzua shan ochlim b'achron l'shem chova. And the Rashbam shita is, we had before, that's really the matzah you yotze matzah with, the one you eat in the end. The al korchenu on the mevorchim al achilas matzah b'rishon. However, we make the bracha al achilas matzah on the first kezayis that we eat. Afal pisha'enu l'shem chova, even though that's not the one you yotze the mitzvah with. K'domer av chizda le'el, gabi moru v'lachar shemile kresu mimenu hechozer mevorch alav. If you're going to eat it, even not l'shem mitzvah, make the bracha ha-mitzvah on that, and then be yotzei the mitzvah later on. Right? That's how the Rashbam learned before. And the ikur mitzvah matzah is the last kezayis that you eat, zeichel Korban Pesach. That's what you yotzei the mitzvah matzah. Just like by tkiyas shofar. The ikur tkiyas shofar is the tkiyas that we do by musaf. But we do tkiyas before, la'arvi v'sasotin. But we make the bracha on the first tkiyas. Not on the last ones, because if you're already doing it, make the bracha on it. Even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah with that, you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah later. It's not going to be a hefsek. And since you started doing something and it has connection to the mitzvah, it's good enough to make the bracha then. Hilkech mevorach atarvayu bereisha v'hoder ochel matzah b'achrona. The achar also matzah ein niftar mimenu b'achilas dover achar. That matzah, which is zecher l'korban Pesach, you what's it called? Don't eat anything afterwards. Shalolishkach tama. In order to keep the taste of the matzah in your mouth. Uva matzah bisman hazeh mari deleka pesach bahado. Ibisman dika pesach ha behed yitznani maftir nachar pesach hafikomen. Da hainu achar pesach u matzah nachel asimo. Aval, he's talking about Pesach and Matzah. So we're talking today now, when there is no Korban Pesach, that even so, you can't eat anything after Matzah. But if the Mishnah had held that you can't eat after Matzah, it should have said, "Ein machtzir nachar Pesach v'achar Matzah afi komen." Why dafka Pesach? Achar Pesach hu delo ochel, bishman diika Pesach. De'ein ochel afi komen achar Pesach v'hamatzah she'imo. But achar Matzah below Pesach machtzirin. We can die from the Mishnah that if there's no Pesach, you could eat after the Matzah. Mar says no. The reason it said Pesach is because it's a chiddush. I might think that by matzah you're not allowed to eat, but by Pesach you are, because the taste will stay in your mouth of the meat. Kamash malon, even Pesach not, but matzah for sure. Doesn't have to mention matzah, that's understood.